Hey GWA, this is Von Minx, and today I kind of wanted to do something different, and so I'm going to be doing a questionnaire by CB, and if you hear any weird noises, it is because I am in my car, and this is actually where probably a majority of my audios take place. Because I live in a house with my family, so this is kind of my only option if I want to get kind of loud and rowdy. So, all right. So, one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? One being not at all like, and 10 being exactly like, probably like a 3 or 4. I don't know. I really keep my sexual side, kind of private. I don't know. GWA is kind of like my outlet for it, but I don't know, my friends know that, like, I love sex, and I've been open about, like, the fact that I masturbate and stuff like that, but I don't think they really know the extent. Like, so I would say that it's not exactly like my persona. I'm really, when people first meet me, I'm really kind of outgoing and, innocent looking, probably. So yeah. 2, what is the story behind your username? There's not much of a story. I'm just, like, blonde. And I'm a young, like, very sexual person. So, Blonde Minx, like, I just thought that was... Holy fuck. Chill out, man. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. That wasn't at me, by the way. I was kind of worried that I was being honked at. I'm not driving, by the way. 3, how many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. Literally all, English, obviously. And I took Spanish for a really long time, but I wouldn't say I know anything sexy. Sorry to disappoint. I wish I could, like, say that I know some, like, really romantic, language, but I don't really. So yeah, sorry about that. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I've gotten, like, Chloe Grace Moretz before. Kind of have a Taylor Swift vibe. I don't know if I really look like anyone. I have really, like, cat-like eyes, kind of, so maybe Taylor Swift. I've gotten that before. 5, who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Probably I have one, like, really best friend, that I share a lot of, like, embarrassing, cringy things with. I wouldn't say I have any, like, horrible secrets, though. I mean, there was one thing that happened recently. It's the only thing I could think of, and it's probably, like, gonna be really disturbing to a lot of people, but I promise you I'm fine. But So last weekend I had this like party at my house, and a really close guy friend of mine ended up fucking, and so first of all, the next morning, oh god, it's probably really disgusting, I'm so sorry, but like the next morning the condom was in me. I was like, holy shit, this is a new low. Oh my god, I was so grossed out. But yeah, I told my friend. I told him too, and he thought it was hilarious. But like, that shit is so concerning. Like, he came in my mouth, but so I'm not worried about that, but what the fuck? Like, what if he didn't come in my mouth? Like, I would be running to the grocery store, like, taking some Plan B. That could have been so bad. Anyway, so that's pretty disgusting. It's probably, I guess, one of my secrets. What else? Okay. What bad habits do you have? Probably one of my biggest ones is like vaping, probably, which is such a like typical like teenager thing to say, but like honestly it's a problem. Yeah, it's just kind of something, honestly, like probably a year ago I had no idea what like a Soren was, or like a Juul. Basically it's just like nicotine and like vapor, I don't know, but I had no idea what they were. And then I went to college and they were literally all over the place, and I was like, I'm not gonna be one of those people, like I hate it, like it didn't do anything for me at first and it like hurt my throat, but then eventually I kind of got into it. And then my friend gave me his, the guy that I fucked actually, he gave his to me for free. And then like this bad habit formed, and I do it all the time. And it's, I mean, I don't know, there hasn't been much research done on it, so it's kind of concerning. I mean, I'm probably like killing myself, I don't know, but that's probably one of my biggest habits. Oh, another one is getting my nails done all the time. It's, and my hair. I'm really into that. I like to keep the blonde nice and fresh. I'm naturally blonde, but it's like kind of a dark blonde, so I like to get highlights, and you don't even want to know how much money I've spent on my hair. And my nails, I get done like every 2 weeks. I have acrylics, and so they're fresh. Anyway, this audio is probably making you like hate me, like I feel like a bad person. Anyway, seven, sorry, tell us the story of losing your virginity. Oh boy, it is such it's the worst story. So basically I lost my virginity the end of September, beginning of October, during my first semester, freshman year. And I really didn't want to be in college a virgin. I'm just like a really sexual person in general. Like I've always been, but more like internally, like so far I've had sex with 3 people, and I'm really careful about who I give myself to. That being said, all 3 of the guys I fucked like are assholes, so like maybe I'm not. But I try to be. I like to think that I'm careful. I'm not just, like, throwing myself all over the place. But not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just a personal thing. Like, I don't know. I there's, like, a lot of anxiety surrounding it for me. But anyway, so it's first semester and I'm a little freshman and I don't know what I'm doing, and so we go to this party like the second week of school and I'm pretty drunk, I don't know, man, and we're in this house and somehow, I don't know how I started talking to this dude, but there's this really, really tall dude. And for some reason, I'm just, like, really into tall guys because I'm, like, really short. I'm 5'3". And I just like it. I don't know why. And so I start talking to this guy. And he's freaking gorgeous. He's, like, tall, dark, handsome, like, all the whole package, whatever. He's so cute. And so he, like, has his arm up on the wall, like, kind of, like, hovering over me. And my friend is like, oh, like, we're leaving. So I, like, kiss him really quick, and then I run off. But we got each other's, like, Snapchat, so, oh my god, I felt like such a crazy bitch. Like, it was literally not even, like, a big deal, but I was, like, living. Anyway, so, yeah, that happens. And, you know, another week goes by, and then it's the weekend again, and we go out, and I'm looking pretty good, like, wearing a crop top and tight jeans and, like, whatever, I'm feeling myself. So we go to the same house, and he's there again, and I was just... Sorry, I'm kind of, like, giving you the backstory as well. The loss of virginity comes soon. But, so we see each other again. And I was like, hey, you're the guy I made out with last week. And he was like, oh, yeah, like... So we spend, he like came with us, like we just like went around to had different houses and stuff, and we were just like holding hands, and then yeah, we just spent the whole night together. And then so my friend and I are waiting for an Uber back to our my dorm, and I was scared, like I didn't feel, like, ready to do it, and I knew he wanted to. He, like, wanted to go back to my dorm, and he was, like, asking me if we could, and I was like, oh, like, my roommate's there, blah, blah, blah. And so we're, like, standing in the corner. It was kind of cold, and so we're, like, my hands, we were, like, hugging, and my hands were, like, up his shirt, like, on his back, and I was, like, kind of, like, running my nails down his back, and oh, my God. And then we started, like, making out literally on like a street corner, and my poor friend was there. She was just like waiting. And so then we left, and then, you know, and then oh my god, and then we met another time like a week later. I went to his apartment with some friends of mine, and that night I like had my period or something, and so we again like just started making out, and he was like begging me to like stay, and I was like no. And then I'm pretty sure it happened another time. Like, I went over there and I got wigged out. So then this poor dude, I really feel bad for him. But anyway, so we go back to the apartment, and I'm trying to remember what happened. So we're in his friend's apartment, in his friend's room. Just him and I are in there, and we start making out, and I was like, okay, this is it, like, I'm actually gonna follow through with this. And so I like straddled, oh my god, this is getting so long, this is 14 minutes long, I'm so sorry. Anyway, so I straddle him, and you know, we start making out, and my shirt comes off, and then my bra comes off, and this is the first time I've been naked in front of anyone ever. And it was like I was comfortable with it. And so then he like got on top of me and like took my jeans off, or, like, whatever I was wearing, I don't know, and took, I was, like, dead ass, like, I was naked, like, totally naked, took my panties off, and I told him that he should go down on me, and he had his shirt off, and I don't know what else he was wearing, but I told him to go down on me, and so he starts going down on me, and it's fine, but it's just really hardcore, to the point where, like, he was sucking on my clit, and then his teeth, like, I could feel his teeth, and it hurt, and I was like, oh, no, 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 and it was just, like, so much that, and I was, like, moaning and stuff, and I guess my friends, like, heard it from downstairs, and I, oh, God, and she's, like, one of my best friends, and she heard me and told the guy whose room it was, and so he comes up, I'm spread eagle on his bed, I'm such a shitty person, and so I'm spread eagle, and he barges in and he's like, you guys are not doing this in my room, so we get dressed and then walk to my dude's apartment. And he has, like, four other roommates, I guess. And it's probably, like, 2:30 in the morning at this point. And so we get in there and, you know, start all over again. And he starts eating me out horribly. And and so I'm like, I want you to fuck me. Like, I want you to fuck me. And it... so he tries to, like... oh, God, I can just remember vividly, like, he, like, tried to put it in, and, like, I don't think I was wet enough or something, I don't know what happened, but it just was not going in, and so he's like, I have an idea, and so he runs butt naked into his kitchen and comes back with olive oil, olive oil. Olive oil. And I'm like, oh, God. This is gonna become such a joke. And so, yes. He got the olive oil, started fingering me. And then, you know, it went right in. And, no condom. Don't know why I didn't think to ask about that. But, no condom. And... yeah, we fucked, and the fucking part was lovely, and it was fun, and I had a great time. If I didn't think about the fact that I was being, like, fucked with olive oil, that was kind of messed up. So, yeah, and so he comes on my stomach, and kind of got up, got a towel, wiped it off, and then... just passed out, and now that's a story of my first time, and that was it. Didn't come, didn't, you know, typical. Honestly, I've never had an orgasm during sex, never. I mean, there's some effort put in, but it's just not gonna happen. It'll happen someday, but it just has not happened yet. Anyway, so yeah, I woke up, and it was like 7 in the morning, and I had a terrible hangover, and I waited like 25 minutes for an Uber out in the rain, and it was just like the worst. It was so sad. Okay, moving on. Oh my God, there's so many questions, and I'm already in 90 minutes. This is so not good. How frequently do you have sex with someone else, with yourself? I probably don't have sex that often, really. I mean, I had sex, you know, in September, and then there was a huge dry spell, because I'm a pussy, and, like, I don't know, I had guys that wanted to, but I was just, like, I don't know, I was scared. And then, the second time I had sex was in June, and then, yeah, there was a third time, like, last weekend, so not that often. I mean, I would love to, I could, not to be, like, sounds narcissistic, but, like, I could, but I just, I don't have time really. I'm very busy. I'm going to work in an hour, but, so yeah. Anyway, with yourself, yeah, I masturbate a lot. Probably like every other day. So, 9, what is your biggest regret? That's really sad. My biggest, well, I guess one of my biggest regrets is, there was one guy in high school that I had a very toxic relationship with, and I really regret giving him so much power over me. And I there was so much turmoil for no reason. Like, there was no benefit there. And now we're, like, not friends. We don't talk anymore. So it's just really sad. And I just wish I hadn't wasted so much time. 10, what would you choose as your death row meal? Probably every time I go to Olive Garden, I get the chicken and gnocchi soup and just like a shit ton of breadsticks. That is my favorite meal ever. I don't know why. So yeah, maybe that. What is your favorite scent? I like coconuts. It is always a favorite of mine. I like coconut oil. I love stuff like that. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy time nights. I don't really have sexy time nights anymore. Like, what? No, I don't really have sexy time nights, but if it is a sexy time night, I like to match things, wear like a black lacy like thong and bra that matches, or, you know, fun stuff like that. But usually I just wear panties and like that's it. Do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? No, I don't read in bed. I really haven't had time to like pick a book up. I haven't read for pleasure in a really long time, which is kind of sad. But I used to be a huge reader, and I mean, now it's probably not as relevant, but I was so obsessed with like, I was such a nerd for like Hunger Games, Divergent, The Mortal Instruments, The Maze Runner, all that stuff. I was so into it. I used to stay up all night reading. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. So that was last weekend. I had a party at my house, and one of my best guy friends and I, well, my sister's room is in our basement, and that's where the party was being held, and she told me explicitly not to let anybody in there, but, yeah, this guy friend of mine, he was like, let's, like, go into the bathroom, like, I want to talk to you about something, and so I was like, okay, and so we went into the bathroom, started making out, and we've made out once before during school, but he was, like, so wasted that it was gross, but this time it was fine, so we started making out and go into my sister's room, and honestly, it wasn't that great. It was like awkward. It was like weird. I don't know. Something was weird about it. I don't know. But it was actually my first time sucking dick. So that was fun. Way easier than I expected it to be. Usually I just like do it on my dildo just for fun, just to see what I can do. And that thing is kind of big. So it was so easy. And, so yeah, that was fun. We're okay now, and I'm actually seeing him like next week. He lives like across the state, so we don't see each other that often, but we are really, really good friends. And I really want to just be like, hey, can I suck your dick? Like, who's gonna say no to that? Anyway, do you read? Oh wait, no, I already said that one. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Enthusiastic, I would say. I'm eager to please. Maybe that's like 3 words. I don't know. I'm very into it. and like I turn into a different human being, I feel like. Kind of like my GWA persona, probably. That is what I turn into. I'm a kinky little slut. Outside the bedroom, I am... I don't know how I describe myself. Independent, I would say. I really value time by myself. Maybe that's a bad thing, maybe it's a good thing, I don't know. But I'm a very, like, introverted person, and I do love, like, going out and, like, being social, but I really value, like, self-care and getting time alone and, like, knowing myself and stuff like that. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No tattoos, but... Oh my god, I've had a lot of piercings, but a lot of them have closed up. So right now I literally only have my ears, just like the single, but I've had my doubles pierced, I've had my cartilage pierced on both sides twice. And they always close up because I get annoyed like trying to go to sleep and then they close up. I got my nose pierced during freshman year and I let that close up. But it went on, it was there for, like, the whole year, and my parents didn't know. Also got my nipples pierced, during freshman year, and I took those out because I thought they looked kind of trashy-ish just on me. Like, I didn't like how they looked. I don't know. I liked how they looked, but I was kind of going back and forth with them just because they were annoying me a little bit. And I took them out just to see if I could, and then I couldn't get them back in. And then I just liked how they looked without them. So yeah, now I have these little white marks on my nipples, so that's fun, but it's not noticeable. Have you ever come without touching yourself? Yeah, that has happened one time in my life, and it was the most magical experience ever. I don't know how it happened, but I was having a sexy dream, and all of a sudden I wake up and I'm coming, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? I was so shocked. It was like the best way to wake up ever. It was so weird. Yeah. I don't know if I was touching myself in my sleep, but that was fucking amazing. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? I mean, yes, I'm multi-orgasmic, I guess. Well, I don't know. That's kind of a hard question. My record, probably like 15 or something. And did you challenge yourself to it? No, it literally just happened. I was just really horny. And I had a lot of free time. Are you multi-orgasmic? Not really. I mean, obviously girls, like, I mean, it's like a continual thing for like 15 seconds, but two in a row has probably happened to me before, but I don't really do it that often, just because like it's kind of a one and done thing for me, but it's always fun to have overstimulation. What is on your sexual bucket list? So I really want to fuck in the shower, a dressing room, just like a public place would be so fun. A car, I want to be in a car. Maybe it's not that comfortable, but I just want to say I did it. I want to try anal someday. I want a guy to fuck my tits, because I have really big tits, and that would be really fun. I don't know if it'd be fun or just, like, awkward, but the idea of it is, like, really hot to me. Yeah. I don't... Oh, holy shit. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm.
Well, I'm currently in a parking lot in, like, a public place, so that's not gonna be a thing, unfortunately, but it feels hard to explain. It's like my whole body is like tingly, and I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's just so good. So good. It's like an explosion of like happiness. That's literally what it is. And it's wet and kind of sweaty.
All right, so that is it for the questionnaire. So, yeah, I'm gonna get ready for work now, but this was fun. And I'll probably do it again, maybe sometime. All right, see you guys later. I love you.